What are some things that girls love but won't ask for? Welcome back to After Hour Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Jamila.
I'm Vicky. I'm Sharon.
So for today's topic, we are talking about things that girls love, but we won't bring it up. I feel like the topic itself is pretty straightforward, but it's because I saw a TikTok of a girl talking about that. So I sent it to Vicky and Sharon. I was like, oh my God, we should do this, or we should do a topic on this, because in our group chats, a lot of times we're like, oh, we would love it if the guy did this, or we appreciate it if the guy did this, but we wouldn't want to tell the guy to do it because then it feels forced. So that's what we're doing today.
Let's start with our own. What are some things you personally want but won't ask for? It could be conceptual or material. Wow, I thought of that on the spot, but those are two great categories. I'll go with the most generic. Girls want flowers.
Facts!
Maybe Jam doesn't.
Yeah, I'm like,
But would you appreciate it if you got it?
Yeah, I'll appreciate it. Like how you got me flowers. I'm like, oh my God, like I'll appreciate it. But it's not something in my mind like, man, I wish I got some flowers right now.
Oh, so if your man's never got you flowers, like let's say you are talking to a boy and he asked you to be his girlfriend, he doesn't get you flowers for that, you wouldn't care?
Well, I will expect him maybe to get something else that he would know I would like. Maybe like an edible arrangement. Like I want, that would be fun.
Jam's expensive.
Like that'd be fun. Like if he got me himself flowers, like something I could eat.
Okay, well what if he didn't?
Well then that's upsetting.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, just in the context of flowers.
I feel like flowers for an actual occasion is the bare minimum.
Yeah. No, I see. I think that it's like not even flowers. It's just the thought of like, oh, I think this will make them have a better day, or I think this will make them feel better, so let me do this thing. It's like the act of I thought about you and I want to do something special for you. And flowers is the easiest way to do it.
It's like literally when me and Sharon had a bad day or bad week this week, Vicky door-dashed us not only flowers but also ice cream and a freaking whole ass meal because we were feeling down. And then you know, it's like the thought of it is like, oh, I knew you guys were feeling down, so here are things that to like make you feel better and like happier.
Yeah. See, I feel like guys don't think about that, or they have to be trained to think about that. I wonder if guys feel the same way, vice versa, because I've been told a lot where, especially recently, where guys are like, oh, I wish I got flowers, and I never really thought about that. I'm like, oh, that's true. Like, I feel like they never get flowers, so like, maybe they deserve flowers.
I asked. I was like, oh, what's the equivalent for guys the way girls like getting flowers? And then I was like, I'd like flowers. And I was like, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, other material, or I'll go general. I feel like the whole, if you're standing on the inside of the road to push you to the side, whether you're a friend or someone you're talking to, I think it's like really, really thoughtful.
Planning dates. And I'm not talking about like, let's grab dinner, what should we do? No, like plan it to the T. Especially if you guys are already like at that stage where you know you're talking or you're dating or you're exclusive. If a man comes up and was like, on Thursday, are you free? I'm thinking we should go here. Like I can make the reservations. Or even better yet, you already booked the reservations and stuff. I just need to dress cute and show up. Bruh. I will remember that for the rest of our relationship. That like that one time you planned this specific date, you like made it a night out and it's just us two and it was cute. It's so simple. Like you don't even have to buy me anything. Like just bring me to the restaurant and like you've planned it out.
It's or I guess for me is surprises.
Yeah.
Oh, you like surprises?
I don't think I've really gotten one before, but like I think I will like surprises.
At all of Jamila's pasts. Do better.
What kind of surprises?
I think if I had like a birthday and they surprised, like I don't know, did a surprise party, or if they did a surprise date, like knowing, oh, I'm like available that day and stuff, is like, oh, tonight, like let's go on this like date that I planned, or a surprise trip. I don't know, I feel like I just like surprises kind of like in the moment. I know you guys aren't big surprises people, and I feel like a lot of girls actually don't like surprises, or at least from what I've heard.
Yeah. I don't think I like surprises. I just like things planned for me because I'm a planner, but I'm like an anxious planner. I plan not because it thrills me. I plan because I'm anxious about it. So then if someone takes that away from me and does it for me and does it well, that's so hot. I don't have to be anxious. Wow.
I feel like if I got like a surprise visit from my significant other, or if you got, like, remember you guys surprised me at Coachella?
And she cried?
Yeah. Yeah. Like that was like one of my favorite memories.
Have you guys ever had that?
From you guys.
Oh. No, I've had an ex who did that for me, which was like really, really nice because he drove from home all the way to SD for me.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so random. And it was like he timed it perfectly because it was like the end of our quarter. So like basically the whole house has moved out except me or like one or two other people. And I was supposed to see him like 2 days after he came. I think we were supposed to meet somewhere, but then he realized that I had the place to myself. So he busted a mission and texted me while I was doing it because he thought I had, and he was just like, oh, Vicky's the type of person that would think it's sus if I don't respond or things like that. So he like calculated all of that and he was just like, I'm texting you while I'm driving, which is bad. I don't encourage it. But he did that for me and he like planned all these things and then he like surprised me and was like, hey, like I got you delivered food, which I already was like, oh my god, you got me food. And I went downstairs and he showed up with the food and surprised me.
How come you never told us this?
Yeah, this was finals week, no?
Yeah.
I don't think I told
you guys this. Yeah, I think I did.
Oh, what the heck? That's so cute.
Yeah. I was like so surprised because I remember him saying, he was just like, I knew I surprised you because he showed up in sweats downstairs. I was like, yeah, I had no idea that you were going to show up.
Oh yeah, that was cute.
That's so cute.
So I think things like that was like above and beyond. I do not expect anyone to drive like what, an 8-hour drive all day for me, but that was very thoughtful and I would remember that for the rest of my life. Are these things that's like not money driven? Because all the examples we're thinking of are kind of like, oh, you kind of have to spend money to do it. Like, what are the things that are thoughtful, but like you don't need to spend money on it? And add a card, written card. I feel like that's a good one.
For me is if I need help with my family or anything that I need help around like my family and a guy's like, hey, like I could come help out, or like, hey, do you need help with anything? Let me know. It's like offering their service and labor.
So that means that your parents will know about him.
Yeah. Like, for example, this was way back in 2016 and my brother was just launching his business. And then our whole family had to help package things for him, right? And during that time, I was also working, so I couldn't go. And then I had like some of my friends come help. And then also my ex at the time, he was just also like, oh, if it's okay with you, like I'll come help too. And then at that time, he would just kind of like ask my friend. But that was just like a thing that would make me feel like, oh, like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No, I feel like things related to parents is really cute because my sister's boyfriend on Chinese New Year's, without my sister even knowing, he called my mom and dad. Because on Chinese New Year's, you like call adults and you like
greeting. It's like the
New Year's greetings. Like a greetings, New Year's greetings to like wish them well for the entire year, good health and stuff like that. And like my sister literally walked into my room and was like, he's talking to mom and dad right now. And she didn't even know. And we're like, that's so cute. And it's like so brave because he called them to like talk to them.
It's not like through your sister. It's like, hey, like, can I talk to your parents?
Yeah, no, he had my parents' number and like called them specifically. You know what we should do? Now that Jam brought up kind of acts of service, we should go down the 5 love languages and then say something for each of those.
Oh, okay, okay.
If you don't know, the 5 are quality, time, acts of service, material gifts, words of affirmation, and physical touch. So we're going to go down that list and give something for you so that if you have a partner, you can think about what's their first or second and then act on that. We got you.
Okay, so we already did materialistic kind of gifts. It was a flowers. It was like kind of planning the dates. And then we did acts of service, which is like...
I have something to say for acts of service.
Okay.
I feel like every time I took the love language test, acts of service was like towards the bottom. I feel like the older I get, the higher it gets because, for example, when I was visiting him, there were occasions where like he would leave the apartment to go run an errand or like go to the gym or something and I would stay at home. And then I remember at the time he was like moving in, right? So he had hella boxes and stuff coming in. And then he would say like, oh, I don't want to break down these boxes. And so while he was gone, I broke all the boxes down and I hope he doesn't listen. And put it in the trash room. Mm-hmm. Comes in. I'm going to wait for him to notice it. Time went by. Didn't say anything. And I was like, do you notice anything different? He was like, oh, did you put down the boxes? I was like,
wait, question. Quick question. Where does acts of service sit on his scale?
He and I were both low.
I think that's why he didn't react to it in the way that you hope for, because acts of service isn't high for him.
I feel like that's not fair justification though, because it's just like, if anybody does anything kind enough like that, like make your life easier, you say thank you, bare minimum. You're like, oh my god, that's so sweet, thank you.
I feel like it's because the man is super independent. Like, him and I are both very independent people, where in the past I would also be like, well, I could have done it myself, so it's not that big of a deal to me. That's not what he said, but I think that's what he thinks. In the future, when I live by myself or something, I would love that gesture if like he cleaned for me while I was gone, or he like threw out the trash for me while I was gone, like stuff like that.
I think access service takes a bit of noticing if they like talk about doing something but never done it and you do it for them. It's really nice.
Yeah, when you guys were here, Vicky helped me do the dishes and helped me fold my laundry.
Yeah, see?
But I've had that happen with guys in my life too. I feel like I always clean and I always like tidy up the space because, one, I cannot stand living in a mess, and if I see a mess, I have to clean it. Where like I was talking to someone and he threw a party and like I stayed over, and the next morning it was like a hot mess. So he had to shower and I had to dip. But right before I dipped, I made sure to like clean the area and put everything in the dishwasher. And in my head, I was just like, I'm going to leave, and I expect him to like text me to be like, hey, thanks for like doing all of that. Because I loaded his dishwasher and like he literally went into the shower and walked out to a clean place. What did I get? Silence. And I hated that. And I'm like, why did I do that?
I feel like that's where, I don't know if we're going to talk about this later, but maybe these are examples where we need to tell them that we like it so that they know. A girl made a TikTok saying some things that girls love but won't ask for. And a lot of the comments were like, sure, expect your boyfriend to be able to read your mind. So like, mm-hmm. I get that argument too, of maybe sometimes the other person genuinely, it's not that they don't care, but they just like don't think about it the way we do. So we need to explain where we're coming from and tell them. And then in the future, if they treat that as like a, why do you like that? Or even if they know and they don't do it, then it becomes a problem. So then I understand sometimes like maybe you do have to tell them like, oh, I do appreciate that gesture, so they know.
Comment. Because you know how you're like, oh, you have to tell them, or the guys have to be trained. I feel like now I am more appreciative of smaller things. For example, like flowers, or when you guys are like helping me do my laundry or helping me do my dishes, is because we have these conversations. Right. I feel like before, because like growing up, like my mom always did my laundry. She always did all the dishes and stuff. So then to me, like it wasn't that big of a deal. It's only because like we have conversations like this that I'm like, oh, these are like small, like thoughtful gestures. And they do it because we're like really close friends, or like because they want to help out.
That's a good point, because I always thought of like, it's common sense to just like voice your appreciation. Because like, I feel like most of the time when I do things for like girls in my life, and maybe even sometimes like guy friends, not that I like do that much for them, sorry, but like they voice their appreciation. They like a simple thank you, or like, oh my gosh, I really appreciate that. Even something so simple as that comment makes me feel justified in my actions versus like complete silence. And I would think that that's like a mannerism thing, not even a you need to be trained. Like if someone does something for you, you say thank you. But true. I guess if you like grew up with it, you kind of just get used to it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. Maybe next time I talk to someone, I'm like, tell me you're thankful. I need to know.
I have one, but I don't know if this falls under physical touch. Maybe this is a me thing, but I really like it when the guy puts a necklace on me.
Oh, I think that's like the movie in you. The like, yeah. Take it and like, pops it.
And I love small, I think we talked about this before, but like small physical touches. If you're just walking on the sidewalk and they like grab your hand, or they put their arm over your shoulder, or even if they're walking faster, they still hold your hand.
I've always wanted a man to, like, when we're walking, they'll, like, put their hand over me like that. I don't think I've ever really felt that. I think that's so cute.
No, one of the, like, biggest butterfly moments I ever had was with my ex. We were, like, at a parking lot. We're going to see the movie. So the parking lot is at night, so it was a little quiet and stuff. And then usually we just kind of walk, like, maybe hold hands. But he just, like, randomly put his arm around me, kind of, like, pulling me in. And I was like, whoa, like that's like one of my most like biggest like butterfly moments.
See, my mans can't
never mind, your mans can't what, think of that?
No, my mans can't keep his hands off me, so like I don't, it, when it's just us two, I never have to think of, oh, I wish he would like hold my hand, or I wish he would do this, because he will do those things. But I was gonna say, because we're not like super big PDA people when we're around people we know, because we don't want to make people uncomfortable. But I like the little things when we're like with a group of friends and maybe he needs to walk by and he'll like put his hand on my back so that he can like get through. I think those acts are like really, really cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. My favorite that I've had done with me is like, I think I prefer this if we're alone, because it's definitely very couple-y, but we're like standing waiting for something, maybe in the elevator, or like we're waiting for our drinks to come out for something. And sometimes I'll just like stand next to them. I've had it happen where they like move me in between their legs. So I'm like standing in front of them and I'm like,
oh, that's cute.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'll be here.
Did your last guy not, wasn't a very physical person?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I swear his physical touch was like up there.
Yeah. So I was surprised because I thought he would be, but I think I am more because I know that his love language is physical touch. So then I would initiate more, but he's not at all.
Dude, giving and receiving is different.
So I feel different.
Like, yeah. Like some people just very much like receive. Like for me, acts of service, like I like receiving acts of service, but I'm not the most proactive in doing it.
So you're saying that he wanted to be touched, but he won't do the touching?
Yeah.
That's selfish.
No, exactly that.
Okay, I have one more, but I don't know if this is physical touch. But I'm going to categorize as physical touch. But if they put on deodorant or they put on cologne and they're like, how do I smell?
I don't know what that falls under, but that's so interesting.
I don't know.
Like, they come up to you and they're like, sniff me.
It's like,
is it boyfriend material?
Or no. Or it's like if they know they smell good and then they will like ask, it's like, oh, how do I smell? Mm-hmm. I think I just like I like the, sounds so weird, but like sometimes the guy smells like it smells really good. On the vice versa side is if I'm wearing a new perfume or if I'm wearing a perfume that they like and then they tell me like, this hasn't happened to me, this is just what I would like when they tell me, oh, like you smell good, or like, oh, that's a new perfume.
A little hair tuck is always cute. Tuck the hair behind their ear, or like just like a little like slide of the hand and the hair. Ah, swoon.
Oh my god, sorry. I was gonna say, I feel like Jam, we've talked about this or we'll also relate, but if you're like in a group setting or at a social setting and people are drinking and stuff, but the like eye contact across the room, or everyone's taking a shot and be like, hey, like come take a shot with me.
Yeah. Like that. Oh, yeah. That's hot. It's like making me feel included.
Yeah, even if there's other people around.
It's just like, oh, you're on his mind.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, and vice versa, I would do the same.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like that's like the easiest way to be like, they're together, or like there's something there.
Okay, what else?
Words of affirmation.
Oh, when they tell me I smell good.
Oh. That's so sweet. You really are pheromone based.
Yeah, pheromone person.
Not that I smell bad, guys. Like, I don't smell bad, but I'm just saying if I smell, like, extra good that day. I'll just say, or they compliment, like, if we're going out on a date and stuff, and they could see that I put an extra effort in my outfit, it'd be like, damn, you look good.
Oh, you look good.
Yeah. Or it's like, damn, that's hot.
Yeah, I want to be told I'm pretty.
Don't fucking call me cute.
I just hate it because that's all I ever fucking get called. And I don't think I've ever had a man be like, oh my god, you look beautiful, or you look pretty. And like if a random man in the street says that to me, then I would want to throw up. But if it was like the man that I'm talking to, I would be like, really? I was going to say that my words of affirmation is very tied to my acts of service. I like being appreciated for my actions. I don't really need words of affirmation that often. Like, I don't know, if I'm like stressed or something, I don't need someone to be like, you got this, fight harder. You know, like things like that don't work for me. But if I like, I don't know, if I finished whatever I'm doing, or if I think it has to deal with me finishing the task and they go like, oh, you worked so hard, this paid off or something like that, is so much better than like, fighting, you got this, I support you.
No, same thing. It's like another type of words of affirmation that I like is, for example, if it just randomly gets brought up, like not because I did something, let's just say we're having a conversation about something and then you guys were like, oh, like, yeah, Jam, like, you're actually really good at, or you're actually like really caring, or like you're actually very thoughtful, like just like random things like that, not because I like did something and it's like a direct response. So I feel like if a guy, let's just say, it was like randomly, it's like, damn, I'm so lucky to have you, or like, damn, you're such a good girlfriend kind of thing, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'm a big words of affirmation girly. Maybe if it was like written on a card or something, then I'd be like, oh, this is really sweet.
Yeah, I feel like my version of words of affirmation is, it's not like the I'm proud of you or you did so good today. It's more of the expression of what you mean to them. So it's like, you mean the world to me, or I miss you, blah, blah, blah. You know, like stuff like that.
Yeah, not the.
I think it's the trauma in me of like, I never grew up being told I'm proud of you or you're doing so well, that like when I hear stuff like that, I almost get uncomfortable. Versus if you express your words about me, then yeah, tell me more. I was gonna say my also, like, I'm gonna tie words of affirmation to communication, kind of. I was gonna say, I think girls love when guys do the good night, good morning thing, or the maybe they're busy and they have to step away for a couple hours, so they tell you in advance, oh, or like the oh, I'll respond in a couple hours, I'm not gonna have service. Or if they do lag, they'll come back and be like, sorry, I was blah, 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 blah.
Are you guys a big good morning, good night text kind of person?
Yeah, we say good morning, good night every day.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's why in the past it was like, oh, if you're just having conversation, you just continue the next day, right? But no, we're very communicative of, oh, we're going to sleep now. Good night. Let me know what you do for the rest of the night.
I miss you.
So cute.
I don't think... Are you a big good night, good morning person, Vicky?
I appreciate it. I don't think I need it. But then I've only been with people that always say it.
I didn't realize it was such a big thing, because even like my home friend, she would be like, oh, he didn't send a good morning or good night text when she starts talking to a guy.
I don't think it's necessarily like a good morning, good night, but like how Sharon said, it's like effective communication. It's just like talking at night and then suddenly one person's going to go to sleep and they just don't tell you and they sleep. You spend like a couple hours thinking like, oh, are they going to text me back or are they asleep? And you just don't know. And it's like an effective way of communicating. Oh, this stops the conversation and this begins the conversation.
I mean, I was also going to throw in there that it's a, I feel like it's more of a relationship thing than, I don't need a good night, good morning from you if I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Maybe less of the good night, good morning thing, more of the communicating of, hey, I'm going to be here in X minutes, or hey, I actually have to change plans, so blah, 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 or hey, I'll be back in a couple hours, that kind of thing.
Yeah, instead of like silence. Especially since I'm such a paranoid person, sometimes when I like go a couple hours, like longer than normal, I start like wiring out. I'm like, oh my God, what if they were driving and they got in a car accident? Oh my God, what if something happened to them and like, I don't know. And then I like have to calm myself down and I'm like, I'm being psychotic right now.
Oh my God.
That's a good one. I never thought about that as like a words of affirmation, but I need that a lot.
Wow, can't wait to be in a relationship and see.
Last one is quality time. Ooh, in quality time, I have two.
Oh, please.
Get off your phone.
Oh, facts. I would tell them. Actually, would I? Especially the first couple of dates, I don't think I'd say anything.
Okay,
if it's Wait, hold on. But if it's the first couple of dates, like, that shouldn't even happen. Like, I feel like first couple of dates, like, you're supposed to be so into it that you don't even go on your phone.
Okay, maybe I'm coming from a relationship standpoint where, to me, quality time isn't, I'm with you, like I'm physically next to you. That's not quality time to me. Quality time for me is like if we're proactively engaging in a conversation or like watching a movie together, as opposed to just like sitting on a bed and independently scrolling, which is fine. I just like, if I go 2 weeks just doing that, I don't see that as quality time, right? So if we're out on a date or something, I don't want you to be on your phone because it's a date.
I think it like really dependent on the relationship, but I think there needs to be, or at least for me personally, I would like a mixture of both, because like quality time is quality time, emphasis on quality. So like for Sharon, you're in a long distance relationship, like being together does not mean that that's it. It has to be like time together where you're both doing the same things, versus I feel like if you're seeing each other all the time, then like you don't always have to like go on a cute date or always do stuff together, but just being in the same room matters.
Yeah. And then the second one was girls love when guys ask questions.
No, I genuinely like girls I need you guys, maybe the first date, you give it a shot, you carry the conversation. On the second date, do an experiment. Don't try. Sit there. Because that means he just wants to talk about himself. He's like never gotten that attention. Because then you'll go on forever thinking like, oh my God, he's not asking me questions. Like, what's going on?
I feel like I have like experience in both parts where like the guys didn't ask any questions. And then the other guy, they're really good at asking me questions and like making a good conversation.
Yeah, I remember when you were talking to every now and then you'd be like, he's not very good at asking questions.
Yeah. From what I do remember of the people that I've dated or like talked to before, I think he's the one who asks me like the least questions. And that made me kind of like question things. But then on the other spectrum, like for example, like he was really good at like asking me questions and like getting to know me, that I had to remember to like ask him questions back.
Yeah, that's why sometimes I question when people are like, it was an awkward, especially men when they're like, oh, it was an awkward date. I'm just like, was it awkward or did you not ask questions? And so then when she stopped asking, you just sat there.
The reason why it will fall into the category of things girls love but won't ask for, it's like, how do you ask someone to ask you questions to be interested in you?
Yeah, it feels very narcissistic, but sometimes it's just like, don't you want to get to know who I am before you date me? Yeah, I think I'm realizing that conversation is a big thing. If we can have good conversation and like I walk away feeling like, oh my God, I really like you because our conversation was great, that's really important to me. And if I don't have that, I feel very lost. Like I can't base things off feelings because I'm too logical. I listen to my head more than I listen to my heart. Maybe men are very heartfelt people and not brain. That's facts. They don't use their brain. They use their heart. So they're like, I just know. It's a feeling.
You know how we just talked about how we like to be asked things or questions are important. Let's say you haven't caught up with one of your girlfriends in a while. I'm going to ask her so many things and I'm going to have a bunch of follow-up questions. Sometimes I talk to, let's say, well, like one of his friends is like talking to a girl and then I'll be like, how did they meet? He's like, I don't know. Or how long have they known each other? I don't know. And I'm like, why do you not ask these things? It's not even gossip. It's like, aren't you interested in how they got to know each other?
No, or? I think they just don't care. They're like, well, that's a you and her thing.
Yeah, I don't get it.
But is there no like, I need men to tell me. Are you just not curious? If you heard that your best friend, not even best friend, like if you heard that your friend broke up with someone or like they're getting together with someone, you don't get curious, how did you guys meet? What happened? Is that like a lack of curiosity, lack of caring, or you just don't want to pry? What's going on here?
I feel like it's very much like if they want to tell me, they would tell me. So I don't need for myself to bring it up. Am I a guy?
Yeah. Is that you? No, Jem does do that. Sometimes, like, I'll ask her something about how a hangout went and then a follow-up question. And then she'll be like, I didn't really know. I didn't care to ask. And I'll be like, oh, you may not be, like, my best friend, but I'm still going to want to know, like, if you're doing okay or, you know?
Yeah, I think for me, it's very person-based. I think when it comes to, like, you know, you guys, then I want to know, like, everything. But when it comes to people, I just hang out once in a while. Okay, you could tell me it if you want to. Like, I'll ask. I'll just like, oh, what have you been up to? Like, are you still talking to that person? And then if they're like, no, we stopped talking, I might be like, oh, why did I stop talking? And then if they just kind of end the conversation there, then I'll just end it.
Right. But then you still ask that follow-up question of like, what happened? And you give them the opportunity to like show signs that they don't want to talk about it or they want to expand more, you know?
No, I don't think so. Because sometimes I told Jam this before, but sometimes like Jam helps me not get irritated about something that my SO does, because
I can't say boyfriend. You literally cannot say boyfriend, huh?
My boyfriend does. Sometimes I just have to put into perspective, like, okay, maybe Jam has done this before, but it's not like ill intent. So I'm like, okay. Because even like when she told me about you didn't know the details, but then I talked to, but like I got all the details. So like, you know, that's why I was like, maybe guys just don't care about the details.
But I feel like that's so unhealthy. I think that's like a men problem that they should fix, especially amongst your peers. Like if you're a man with your friend and you're like, oh, I don't care to expand. That's why men have the lack of emotional capacity to explain their feelings, because they're never probed by anyone to talk more about their feelings and they just bundle it in. And then in their head, they're like, oh, no one's asking, so no one cares to know. But that's not the case. And then it becomes problematic when a girl who knows how to ask questions starts to ask more and they're like, oh my God, she likes me. No, bitch, I'm trying to have a conversation and learn more. And so like if other people were to do those things for them, then they would literally not think so much when a person who actually knows how to carry a conversation does that for them. You feel me? So like men should do better, like for your friends, ask and probe more. People want to talk about themselves. That's like a basic human rule. We like talking about ourselves. You just need to ask.
I'm thinking about pre-Vicky and Sharon Jam versus post-Vicky and Sharon Jam.
Different like, eras in life.
Because I'm trying to think. Obviously, my last real relationship was pre-Vicky and Sharon Jam, right? So I'll try to think of how I was like in that relationship. Did I ask questions? How deep did I get to know the person? Versus now, after Sharon and Vicky Jam, like it's definitely because we have our conversations that I become a lot more cognizant about like asking questions to the other person or valuing them asking me questions.
I think you just had fun in the past. Like you didn't really have to have meaningful conversations. And here and there, I'm sure they would come up. But I think you liked just doing things with your partner. Yeah. Versus now, you obviously have things that you need to ask them about to see if you guys are compatible with each other. So I think it's just a little different. Oh, there was a follow-up question of like, why will girls not ask for this thing? Is it because you expect the guy to know? Or because if you were to bring it up, you'd be disappointed in the conversation?
Oh, my thing is, it's just like it becomes an obligation and not a thought. So like when I ask you to get flowers for me, then that's you saying like, oh, now I'm obligated because she asked. You're following orders almost. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that to be the case. I want it to be like you thought of me, so then you bought it.
But I feel like there has to be some sort of communication, at least in the beginning, to be like, this is what I like.
Yeah, I think that's why the love language tests and like that convo is really important to have in a relationship. Because when you learn about someone's love languages, you learn to adapt to that.
So like hypothetically, like you're talking to a guy right now and you start talking about the love language test, would you give out like list out specific examples of like, oh, like I really like it when someone cleans for me? Like you would list it out. Yes. Completely. Okay.
Yeah. We would be taking that test together because I do think that like when you get into every new relationship, you should redo that test because then you start learning what you're lacking and what you already have between you and this person. And then you take this test and your results probably differ depending on your own self and this person. And then you address it. You're like, oh, actually, like I really appreciate acts of service and you haven't been getting it. And so like you talk about it in that moment. And then after that, like you kind of learn before they've mentioned that like they like acts of service, so then maybe I should do more of that for them.
Okay, I could understand that.
Yeah, you can give a couple ideas, but I feel like as a person in a relationship, the whole point of it is like wanting to make someone feel special, so then you proceed to expand more. Like, oh, they never said this, but I think they'll like it, so let me try. I've also heard from men that like they're afraid to do things because they don't know how the girl will react to it. Like, what if they don't like it? What if they end up like thinking it's too much? But like Michelle Choi, she recently did this vlog where her salsa man, her boyfriend in that YouTube video, bought her a Dior bag. And it was like so nice, so sweet. And it was like a surprise gift. But then they had a conversation where she was just like, I think this money could be spent elsewhere. And it was a very like mature conversation that they had. And she didn't like go into it, but she just explained, oh, the money could have went somewhere else. So they returned it. I think it's better to do it. And then even if she reacts negatively, like have a conversation then about it. Don't just not act on something and then assume like, oh, they don't like it. Like you never know until you try, right? If you don't think she'll like the flowers you send, then like try it and then see how she reacts. What if she does like it?
Yeah, I think girls just struggle with having to communicate that in the first place. They don't want to have to tell the guy to do something, but I will also make the argument that I feel like it's worth bringing it up once. And then depending on how that conversation goes, then you can make a judgment on it.
Yeah.
So those were some things that girls love but won't ask for. We kind of went into the details by love languages, but if there's any that we missed, let us know. I'm sure we miss a lot. But this is also your sign to communicate to whoever you're with and try it. And if not, then fuck them. But thanks for listening. Bye. We'll see you next one. Bye.